CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. The text is on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 23rd of February 2014. Here are the main news headlines. ISS CubeSat deployments to resume. W1AW goes to Guantanamo Bay. RSGB Convention News. Deployment of the second batch of CubeSats from the International Space Station will begin at 1700 GMT on the 25th of February. CubeSats deployments are streamed live at http://m.ustream.tv/channel/live-iss-stream. The deployment will start with 12 commercial CubeSats from Planet Labs, and it is expected that the four amateur radio CubeSats, along with the 915 MHz Sky Cube, will be deployed on the 28th of February. More information, http://amsat-org.org. As part of ARRL Centennial QSO Party, Ed Williams, KN4KL, and Bill Verabilli, W4WV, will be activating W1AW/KG4 from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, from the 26th of Feb to the 4th of March. This may be the first time the US Navy has authorised the use of a portable call sign from Guantanamo Bay, QSL via ARRL headquarters or logbook of the world. The 2014 RSGB convention will be held at a new venue, Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The event will run from the 10th to the 12th of October. The new location has much more space for lectures, more bedrooms, a larger dining area and various other positive attributes. The RSGB is delighted to confirm that Brian Justin, WA1ZMS, has agreed to attend. Brian is known to many people as he's active from VLF right through to the millimetre wave frequencies, where he holds a number of distance records. Bookings at www.rsgbevents.co.uk. The Italian National Society has a new award to celebrate the site's declared World Heritage status by UNESCO, who are the main sponsors. World Heritage sites are located in 160 countries all over the world. The information and rules of this award you can find at www.whsa.info. Over the years, RSGB members have been prominent players in the IARU contest operating stations for the RSGB in the HQ section of the contest. For 2014, we're looking to expand the stations and operators forming part of the GR2HQ team. If you have an interest in helping out, please let us know on which single band you regard your station as international and internationally competitive. To be part of the contest, you could either operate as a spotter station on your chosen band, host one or two other operators to form a team for a band mode station from your QTH, or volunteer as an operator at one of the stations near to you. If you would like to join the UK team, please let Don Beattie, G3BJ, know via email to don.beattie@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible, or contact him if you would like additional information about what is involved. The UK's first TV show dedicated entirely to amateur radio launched just after midnight on Friday the 21st of February. The half-hour show is produced by broadcast professionals who are themselves radio amateurs and will explore all aspects of the device's diverse and fascinating hobby. The programme is free to view via http://www.txfactor.co.uk and will stream to a smart TV, PC, tablet or phone. If the broadband is fast enough, you can watch it also in HD. The 50th anniversary of Islands on the Air will be celebrated at the RSGB IOTA convention in July. Plans are well advanced for the programme of international speakers. The event will be the largest gathering of island chasers and island activators for many years. Details at www.rsgb.org/IOTA50. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The BRATS Raynham Radio Rally will be held today, 23rd of February, at Raynham School for Girls, Derwent Way, Raynham, Gillingham in Kent. ME80BX, doors open 9:30 for disabled guests, 10 a.m. for others. The trade stands, special interest groups, or from C. Darley, 07982244788. On Saturday the 1st of March, Lagan Valley ARS annual rally will be held at the Village Centre, Ballynahinch Street, Hillsborough. Doors open 11:30. There will be trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups in attendance. Details from GI0DVU 02892662270. Saturday the 2nd of March, it is the Exeter Rally and Electronic Rally take place at America Hall de la Rouée, Pinhoe, Exeter, EX48PW. Doors open 10:15, disabled, 10:30 others, admission £2. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy. Details from Peach E3ZVI 07714198374. Unfortunately, the decision has been taken to cancel the 6th South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Rally, due to be held on the 13th of April, during the unfortunate clash of rally dates, resulting in insufficient table bookings to offer a worthwhile rally, combined with potential bad weather causing site problems. A decision will be taken in due course on whether to hold the rally in 2015. Support given by traders and the public to the South Gloucestershire Rally over the years is much appreciated by the rally organisers. And if you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News or in Radcom, please email details to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. Special events. 1st of March, GB0BVL will be on the air for blind veterans in Llandudno. Two stations will be operating on the 2nd of March, GB2MS for multiple sclerosis in Macclesfield, and GB2GED from, it says Corydon, I wonder if that should be Croydon, I think it should, from Croydon, celebrating Croydon Airfield's old call sign. Now for DX News, John Power, GM0KTO, is travelling with his wife Rosemary to the Gambia during March. He's renewed his Gambian visitor's amateur radio licence and will be operating from Bigelow as C5 stroke call sign, using an ICOM IC706 Mark II and a selection of wire antennas for HF. Babs DL7AFS and Lot DJ7ZG will be in Antigua NA100 for 4 weeks, starting the 26th of February. They'll be concentrating on the higher bands and PSK, RTTY and SSB. They may also do some SSTV, QSLs, DL7AFS. Michael, G7VJR, will operate from Bermuda, NA005, until the 27th of February. He will use the call sign VP9 stroke call sign QSLs via M0OXO. Brian, K1LI, will be on the Caribbean island of Dominica, NA101, until the 10th of March. He'll be QRV as J7 Yankee. He will mainly take part in the ARRLDX contest. We'll focus on the lower bands outside the contest. QSL go to his home address. Another Caribbean station will be active until the 25th of March. John V47JA from the island of St. Kitts, which is IOTA NA105. QSLs to W5JON. He'll upload his logs to the logbook of the world. Toshi GA8BMK will be active from Vietnam as XV7BM from Nha Trang until the 28th of March, QSL GA8BMK. Alan G3XAQ will operate CW only as 5X1XA from Uganda from the 25th of Feb to the 16th of March, including an entry in the RSGB Commonwealth Contest on the 8th and 9th of March, QSL G3SWH. Contest news now. The CQ Worldwide 160-metre DX contest ends at 21:59 today, 23rd of February, having run for 48 hours. This is the SSB leg. Work everyone. The exchange is signal report and CQ zone, with American stations sending their state and Canadians their province. The SSB leg of the French REF contest ends at 1800 UTC today, the 23rd, having started 36 hours earlier. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, French stations send their department number or overseas prefix. Today, the 23rd, is the first 70 megs cumulative contest, running from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 50 megs UK activity contest takes place, 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest will take place from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the bands from 22.3 to 10 gigs, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On VHF, the weekend of the 1st and 2nd of March, see the 144432 megs contest. It has 6 and 24 hour categories and is one of the earliest contests of the year, in which hardy souls or groups are likely to brave the elements and operate portable for 24 hours. Running from 1400 to 1400 UTC, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest runs 48 hours for the weekend of the 1st and 2nd March. Work US stations in the contiguous 48 states and Canadian sender signal report and transmit output power, as there are sections for QRP low and high power, US stations sender signal report and two-letter state abbreviation, Canadian send a signal report and three-letter province code. The first in this year's series of five low-band contests organised by the UK Microwave Group take place on Sunday the 2nd of March using 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. Now, solar factual data from the 14th to 20th of Feb compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS. Solar activity increased to moderate levels on the 14th, when four M-class solar flares took place, and again on the 16th and 20th, when a single M-class flare took place. Solar flux levels declined from 167 units on the 14th to 151 by the 18th. The average was 157 units. The 90-day solar flux average on the 20th was 155 units. X-ray flux levels declined slightly and ended the period at B7.5 units. The average was B8.5 units. Geomagnetic activity started at quiet levels with an AP index of only 2 units on the 14th before increasing on the 16th to AP of 18 units due to a coronal hole. The second disturbance on the 19th on the 20th was much stronger when the AP increased to 42 and 40 units respectively. This was due to a coronal mass ejection that departed the Sun on the 16th. The average was AP 17 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speed increase from 300 to 540 kilometres per second. Particle densities were high most days, with 62 particles per cubic centimetre recorded on the 15th. BZ varied between minus and plus 3 nanoteslas on the quietest day, and between minus 18 and plus 15 nanoteslas on the 19th. I've just lost this report completely. Oh, there we are, 18th and plus 15 nanoteslas on the 19th and the 20th. There we go. I blame Windows 8. Finally, the solar forecast. Two returning activity sunspot regions should have just rotated into view. Therefore, solar activity is expected to increase to moderate levels on some days. There's a small chance that activity could increase to high on the occasional day. Certainly, solar flux levels are expected to increase to around the 170s, or perhaps a little higher. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be mostly quiet, but a recurring coronal hole disturbance is expected on the 25th. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude could be around 30 MHz. Darkness hour lows should be about 9 MHz. Path this week to Japan should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 26 MHz, but the best working frequency, meaning 90% success, will be more like 20 MHz. The best time to try this path will be around 0800 hours. And that's all for another week from the propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. This is the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs that have several events this week. Withal Radio Club has a club net on 145.225 megs at 8 p.m. tonight and next Sunday. There's a curry night at the Monsoon at 6:30 p.m. on Monday, followed at 8 p.m. by a mock foundation exam. Tuesday sees Morse class at 7:45 and talk on the Fun Cube satellite project by Dave. G4DPZ at 8:30 p.m. The Shack Social 7:30 on Friday. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710 412 819. Lincoln Shortwave Club is holding a committee meeting at 7:30 on Tuesday. Wednesday sees a talk on military memorabilia by George M0XVR. ClubNet is on Thursday, 145.375 megs. More from Pam Rose, G4STO 01427 788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the UK Activity Contest 50 megs on Tuesday alongside Radio Operation and Project. On Saturday there's a talk on the rise and fall of rugby radio station by Malcolm Hancock. Details from Steve J at LYB 01788578940. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning in the Shack from 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Radio classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWLR, on Thursday and Friday. On Thursday and Friday sees work sorting items for the Withall Rally in March. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Back to the traditional order, in date order, so Monday the 24th of February, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is holding an informal meeting. Contact Anne21GKY 01242699595. Monday, also the 24th, Stratford-upon-Avon District Radio Society is having a talk on the history of commercial satellites by Bill. Contact G0CHO 01608664488. Still on Monday, February 24th of February, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is meeting at Sutton Coalfield Rugby Club from 7:15 p.m. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday the 25th, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is on the air. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. On Tuesday still, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is discussing the forthcoming training schedule. More from Cole Roberts, M0ZCR, m0zcr@live.co.uk. Still on Tuesday the 25th, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is having a practical evening. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504 319. Still on Tuesday, Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is having its February construction evening. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA, email secretary@m0zoo.co.uk. On to Wednesday the 26th. Midland Amateur Radio Society is on the air and holding training classes. Details from Norman, G8BHE, 07808078003. Wednesday the 26th, Southwark Stephen Amateur Radio Society has a net on 145.525 megs from 8 p.m. Contact Nigel, M0CVO, 01476 402550. Wednesday the 26th, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is having an indoor bowls evening from 7 p.m. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952299677. Thursday the 27th, Central Radio Amateur Circle is on the air. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906905071. Friday the 28th, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having an HF night. Contact Chris M0BQE 01905577669. And lastly for this week, Friday the 28th, Coventry Amateur Radio Society is having a Skittles night. Contact John G8SEQ 07958777363. And that's it for another week.